Time for the word. Five ways God is the perfect father. I know it's a 5-point sermon, but I promise it will be quick. He provides. God gives us our daily bread. He protects. He covers us with his feathers. His word is a lamp to our feet. He forgives us and he loves us always. God is always with us. He invites us to know him as our father as we trust in Jesus as Lord and Saviour. To know that heavenly father. Maybe this morning you don't yet know God as your father. But today you can. You can trust him fully. You can believe in Jesus and you can become a child of God. Father's Day. Oh, it's a day of socks, isn't it? For some it's a day of barbecues. For some it's a day of hankies. All of those things that men are supposed to want and need. Those who love us celebrate by giving us something special. And there are those of us who will experience dad jokes. Don't think you've escaped from dad jokes just because you've seen a video here this morning. But in all of that, Father's Day is really for us about recognizing God as the perfect father. And whether we're young or old, male or female, full of joy or struggling with today, today is a day that we can praise God. Whether you've had a wonderful earthly father or a distant father, or you didn't really know your father at all, the Bible assures us that God is the perfect father, perfect in every way, always loving us and always present in our lives. So we're going to explore these five ways and hopefully leave this place today knowing that God is our perfect Father. First point, God provides for us. Matthew 6, verse 11. Give us today the food that we need. It's part of the Lord's Prayer. Now, if we're honest, we know that many parents are really great at providing. Packed lunches or cooking a Sunday roast, or at the very least, we have the phone number for a decent takeaway. But even the best parents can fall short. Jesus taught us to pray, give us today the food that we need. But that's not just about food for our bellies. That's about God's provision. His provision for our heart, his provision for our mind. In fact, his provision for our whole life. God never runs out of resources, and God never forgets, and God never delays. God will never say to us, sorry, you missed the delivery window. Instead, he says to me, come to me. Come to me with your needs. I am the source of every good thing. But we need to remember that God is not like a vending machine. He's better than a vending machine because he knows what we need even before we ask for it. But it's not stick a prayer in, out comes a blessing. We're meant to be in a relationship with him. We're meant to know him, to love him. And if we love him, we should tell others about how he provides for us. Second point, God protects us. Psalm 91, verse 4. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Let me just point out that God does not have feathers. This is what's called an analogy. Just like a mother hen would protect her chicks by putting her arms around them. Or perhaps a bird may shelter its chicks in a nest because there's a storm or winds blowing. God covers us to protect us. Some parents, I think, are like bodyguards. Certainly with my grandchildren, we were at a function on Friday. We went to a funeral and we were in the grounds of where they were doing the after funeral service. I've got small grandchildren and they are like ninjas. They are like escape artists. As a grandparent, I had to be almost like a bodyguard to ensure that they didn't run off, escape, and that they were kept protected. The venue that we were at had this scaffolding outside in their garden where guitarists or singers would get up and sing or play music. And to be honest, I've seen some scaffolding done in my life and it didn't look that safe. And one of the smallest of my grandchildren decided to use it as a climbing frame. Their dad swooped in to protect them. And in our lives, we face situations which perhaps on first glance look safe, look okay. But there are those times when we need God to step in to rescue us, to protect us, not just physically, but spiritually. We need our minds guarded. We need our hearts protected. Our future needs to be secure. And the Bible, God's word, teaches us that God is our shield, that he is our fortress, that he is the one who protects us. Human fathers can fall asleep, but our God never sleeps or slumbers. He's always watching, always caring, always protecting. He never ever switches off. When life gets scary, at home, at school, in this world, God is our place of safety. God is our hiding place. And we can be surrounded with his peace when we trust in him. Third point, God guides us. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Some dads are notorious for not asking directions. Some of us still believe that we know where we're going, even if we've driven 15 or 20 miles in the wrong direction. But our Father never gets lost. He never leads us astray. With our Lord, we're always on the right road when we trust him, when we listen to his guidance. I'm assuming all of us have got some kind of sat-nav system in our cars. My car also has weird safety features and it's forever talking to me. It tells me there's a speed camera and it might be 2 miles down the road. And it will keep reminding me of that, even as I'm going past the camera. And it warns me by flashing up a little orange triangle if there's something in the blind spot of my car. Literally, it does everything except make toast. But God does so much more. And he's far more efficient because he knows the future. He already knows the where, the how, the why. And he knows what paths we should walk down and also what paths we should avoid. We can trust him to guide us because he is our perfect Heavenly Father. At times, life can be like a maze, can't it? But God is the map. If we follow him, we will never be lost. Fourth point, God forgives us. Luke 15, verse 20. This is from the story of the prodigal son, the video that we watched earlier. So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. The story of the prodigal son is wonderful because it reminds us of a father who is full of mercy. The son that wanted his inheritance, in simple terms, when he went to his dad to ask for his portion of the inheritance, it was the same as him saying, I wish you were dead, give me it now. As men, as women, maybe we would react in a completely different way if one of our children said that to us. Yet this father was willing to give his son exactly what he asked for. And the son goes off and squanders it, wastes it. Yet when the son decides to return to his father, even though he'd messed up, even through everything that he'd done, he'd hoped that his father wouldn't throw him out. And God doesn't throw us out either. Just as that father ran to his son, hugged him, the relationship was restored. In God's kingdom, God doesn't say, I told you so. Instead, in his grace, he says, come. Come back to me. You are welcome here. Kids, if you break your toys, or adults, if you break your promises, or young adults, if you break your curfew when your parent has said you need to be home, we can forgive what happens. But God will always forgive us when we trust in Jesus. and he wants to restore that relationship, that loving relationship of a perfect parent to an imperfect child. He gives us love when we don't deserve it. He blesses us in so many different ways. We need to love him. And just as God forgives us, we need to forgive others. Maybe someone's done something in your life or said something that you've struggled to get past. Be thankful that Jesus has forgiven all of your sins, past, present, and future. And just as he forgives us, we need to forgive others too. Fifth point, God loves us unconditionally. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. Nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither our fears today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If this is a wonderful truth, this is a wonderful reminder of God's love. God's love has no limits. Our love does have limits. If I ask my daughter, do you remember the time when your mum said to you, if you tidy your room, I'll be happy? I know there's times in my life when my wife has said that to me. I've mentioned before that my office, my studio, it's based on storing things using the chaos theory. You walk in there and it looks like there's been an explosion, but I know where everything is. When we look at our lives, they seem messy. But when God looks at our lives, he sees the perfection of his son. And yes, we've got corners that are messy, humanly speaking. We don't have it all together. We don't look perfect. Yet through the eyes of the Father, where he sees the Son, he looks at us and sees Jesus' righteousness, Jesus' perfection. And God can love us unconditionally because when he sees us, he sees his own Son. We're adopted into a family. We become children of the living God. And God's love doesn't say, tidy your room and I'll be happy. God's love says, I love you before you knew how to clean. I love you before you knew how to obey. I loved you before you even knew I existed. That's a wonderful love. And it's a love that never gives up. It's a love that never runs dry. It's a love that never fails. He truly loves us. Whether you're young or old this morning, or weary, whether you're confident or confused, know this truth. If you don't remember anything else from what's been said and done this morning, you are loved by your perfect Father in heaven. Totally loved. How do we become children of this perfect Father? John chapter 1 verse 12 says, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. What does that mean? That means when we trust Jesus, when we believe that he lived, that he died, that he rose again, when we trust in him as our Saviour and our Lord, that we are adopted into God's family. We become part of his kingdom, part of his household. It's not something that we can earn. There is nothing that we can do to impress God. We just have to say, Jesus, I trust you. Be my Saviour. Be my Lord. It's that simple. But following that, after we've said that, we need to decide to follow God's word, to respond to the truth, to actually trust him and allow him to be the Lord of our lives. He loves us. He is the perfect Father, and we can trust him in every situation, in every circumstance. The final thought is this. On this Father's Day, thank God for the dads and father figures that you've had in your lives. But even more, celebrate the truth that no matter what age you are today, no matter what stage of life you are at, there is a perfect Heavenly Father in heaven. who provides, protects, guides, forgives, and will always love you. So today, let's honour our Heavenly Father and let's live every day as His cherished children.